Hey, this is Jared Leone from downtown Asheville, North Carolina. This is Radio 8670-XML from the Courtyard Gallery in downtown Asheville, North Carolina.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
It's 5 rafting trip giveaways each week at Rivers Resort in the New River Garden, Wild Wild West Virginia!
Thank God it's Thursday!
Except we are human, and our hearts can vary between sidewalk and grass. And I can respect the concrete and the buildings, but I want some of my true home back. I want some of my true home back. Don't you know it's your only true home? Can't you say some of your own true home? Can't you spare some of our own? Some of your own true home, true home. Oh, you won't be able to save it once it's gone. Once it's gone, you won't be able to save it once it's gone. Gone. I want some of my true home back.
You've been listening to True Home by Asheline, and this is True Home Courtyard Gallery Podcast.
Welcome, folks. Welcome to the True Home Open Mic and Podcast. You folks at home have been listening to our theme song, True Home by Ash Devine. This podcast is produced every Thursday from 9 to midnight at the Courtyard Gallery at 9 Walnut Street in beautiful downtown Asheville, North Carolina. You can find us on the web at ashevillecourtyard.com or give us a call at 828-273-3332. And let's go ahead and give a big round of applause to Carlos and the Courtyard Gallery for having us here every Thursday. Being such a good supporter of the creative community. Also, keep your eyes peeled for things happening at the Yellow Door Media Arts Center on Lyman Street, which is another space that this community is often doing all kinds of fun stuff. So keep your eyes peeled for that. If you're in the room here, if you turn your cell phone ringers off, that would be great. And I'll go ahead and do the ticket giveaway. You got to go home and email us. Once again, Rivers Resort, which runs the New River and Gauley River in West Virginia, is giving us 5 passes. Each pass is good for 2 people to take a rafting trip and have lunch and a beer afterwards, all courtesy of Rivers Resort. That's 5 passes. Each pass is good for 2 people. They're worth about $250 each, and we really appreciate them hooking us up every week with 5 of those. The first 5 people to email us at purplecoca@aol.com, that's P-U-R-P-L-E-C-O-C-A at AOL, we'll get one of those tickets. So let's welcome Bill Pillmore to the microphone.
When Jared said tonight was his birthday and he was going to have a little party, I thought, well, I better come because it's my birthday, too. Yeah. Well, you never want to pass up free cake. It's the blue sky from a prison cell. It's the little thing that we never tell. It's the wet grass in your stocking feet. Some privacy when you have to leave. It's the long, long days just to get to you, just to get to you. It's the right thing to do. If the word would come, it's the right thing to do for your children. It's an ace up your sleeve when you need a jack. Hind seven walls at your back. It's a long, long road. To get to you, just to get to you. It's a silly word, it's a lucky find, it's a lighted fire in the wintertime. It's a coffee cup when you're down on your luck. It's a loving cup and you can't get enough. It's a long, long road. To get to you, just to get to you. It's an end run in overtime, a racer when you cross the line. It's a long drive, it's a short putt. Patience wins, you won't shut up. Takes a lifetime to get to you. Just to get to you. Just to get to you. Just to get to you.
Amanda Carlson, we're going to have you up next. Let's give a warm welcome to Amanda, the microphone.
The first one is called Asheville 1, Lexington and Walnut, which is the address here, Lexington and Walnut. And this is sort of a poetic snapshot of Lexington and Walnut. What do Lexington and Walnut have in common? A set of arms stretching for the arts and world beyond. Woodfin, Hendersonville, who could want more? Old Europe sits atop the mark, countless lives shifting toward connection and superciliousness. Grand Cross, Frank Sinatra singing in the dark. What have you witnessed to tell us amidst the search for solidarity, mountain air, and whispering cars? Wayward Station, settled with lights, lamplights, street lights, cafe lights, headlights casting direction, Mela promising deliverance. What ward have you hidden to assimilate the anguish? What balm to tame the cold? Only here your embrace remains complete. Only here do you decide which way to turn. Here alone replete, here alone bold. This is called Proverbs 4 and 7, which is basically, with all your understanding, get wisdom, you know, with all your energy and everything, get wisdom. So, life, my vagabond friend, twirling me around vast continents, stitching together the moments of my time like a quilt, emotion the thread. I've followed you timeless into sunsets at Manikarnika Ghat to sunrise in Paris. Each shared solitude speckled with multitudes of difficult decisions. Oh, mild compatriot, how often I thought I traveled alone over dusty roads, through forests, along cascading Himalayan hills, beside oceans. How foolish, how blind, Guide me now like a kite in the wind. And Saluda is a nice little town down the road, about 40 minutes. It's really, really nice there. And this is called Saluda Morning Blizzard, November 2006. There's a lake there called Lake Hosea, H-O-S-E-A, which is a saint from the Bible who God made married a prostitute to show how Israel was being a prostitute and going away from his love. So this is about Lake Hosea in Saluda. Lake Hosea, tucked secretly away, caressing hills that mingle in the snow, weathered white, the mountains blight a symphony of beauty. Each downward flake, an upward thrust of wonder, each a long-lost friend. What are the white goose and runt mallard doing, paddling through the din? Do they remember last year's winter? Do their eyes follow the cacophony of down? Do they wonder at the blackness of Hosea beneath the fresh white cotton maelstrom? Today a cloud blew in, Tennessee's being neighborly. I tip my hat and wrap my scarf up tighter, determined to meld into the music of so great a measure. And this one I just wrote the other day. On the 11th, my niece and I, we have competitions. We'll like pick up a word, and then we each have to write a poem. So this was her, one of her words. It's called propinquity. And when she gave it, I had to look the darn thing up, and it basically means like being like really close, nearer than the nearest. So this is called propinquity, and it's about God. So I enter your propinquity as light blossoming in the early morning east. Pisgah forest rises by degrees, mountains emerging in the dawn. Night's mass has birthed a new world. The freshness of morning startles and scatters the birds, filled with chatter. The sundial of the world produces shadows, one breath, one moment, one feeling at a time. And it goes so far, light becoming an object of darkness. I don't always understand what happens in your presence, subtle and varied as the shifting day, but I do know the great force of your spirit. Thank you.
Want to let everybody know that every Friday right here at the gallery at 8 o'clock there's a free film showing. You can look at it in the Mountain Express in the movie section. Ken Henke reviews it under World Cinema. And Carlos chooses a different movie from somewhere around the world, shows it every week with free coffee, tea, snacks, and a discussion afterwards. And it's always really good stuff, so be sure to check that out. All right, we're going to have David Frary up here. Let's welcome David to the microphone. And we'll have Ashley on deck after that.
So it's a true story from a blessed and challenging time that I spent in the Caribbean. And I used the drum just to kind of set the mood and all that. So there I was, sitting upon a stoop outside Joe's Diner, Cruz Bay, St. John. I and I Rastamon striking a deal. I and I Rastamon reason a thing, and off he go to do his part. So just about then, young man, hustler man, come sit down upon the stoop next to I, and I turn to speak to him as I would speak to anyone. And him turn to me and say, "Don't fucking talk to me, man. Just sit there, keep your mouth shut." So I turn away. I don't say nothing. To myself now, I thinking, "Who the fuck you think you are, man? You don't know nothing about me." But I don't say nothing, as I understand. I, the outsider here, and the outsider here better understand. You choose a struggle with a rude boy, struggle may continue until one or the other is dead. And I don't want to kill no one. So then, 2 or 3 days later, I walk in true town, as I walk when I walk anywhere, as I walk with confidence, and I walk humble, is I have respect for the people. And here come the young man, hustler man, walk up upon me, say, I got the red air sense of me, your man. I got what you're looking for. But I don't look at him. I don't say nothing. Just like he tell me 2-3 days before, I just continue. And him call out after me, say, fuck you, man. Fuck you and your white mother skunt. And I don't say nothing. I just continue walking as I walk. And I cross through the town. I hitch a ride out Hawksnest Bay. Climb out upon me favorite rock. Sit down, smoke a spliff. Look to the ocean, try and make sense of the thing. And as I sit there thinking about all this thing, oh, shit. Sit down, smoke a spliff, that's the problem. Try to make sense of the thing. And I see that maybe he look upon me as a white devil man. But I'm not a white devil man. I just a common man. I. And it not fair for him to look upon me this way, seen? Not fair at all. Also, I have to see that I come down to this island and I get a good job. I got a nice place to stay. Just because I look more like most of them come down there spending all the money, seen? Lots of people come to the island from United States and Europe, spend lots of money so they can swim in the water, eat the fish, play in the sand, vomit alcohol in a gutter. And just because I look more like most of them, I get a good job. I got a nice place to stay. And that's not fair either, seen. Not fair at all. So I sit there thinking about all this, and I get sad. I get sad because he and I could not see eye and eye. I get sad because he and I, we share in the same struggle, seen. As we both understand, some people wish to control other people. Some people have everything and only want more. All the while, most people got nothing. Most people struggle in poverty. And I get sad because I see that so long as the people fighting amongst themselves, so long as the people cannot see eye in eye, those who wish to control will always control. And those who have nothing will always have nothing, always struggle in poverty. So long as the people cannot see eye in eye, so long as the people fighting amongst themselves, struggle continue. Struggle continue. Scene. Thanks.
So let's welcome Ashley Emery to the microphone.
But I'm one of the birthdays today. It's my 35th birthday. So I figured that I'd come down and read my poetry since I haven't read any since college, I guess. This poem was written one night when I couldn't sleep, and it was about 3 or 9 in the morning, and I'd turn on the television, which I don't ever watch because it makes me upset, and then I write poems like this. And it was right after Hurricane Katrina. And, like, right after it happened. I saw our president on television tonight. The news showed him helicoptering over top water filled with shingles, tops of death still lingering from the hurricane. I think he was laughing because the smirk that never came off his face only reflected hollowness where anything but should be. But thank God he shook people's hands, and my, how that must have made them feel good. I mean, they lost everything, have nothing, but a handshake from him showing he really cares. I hear him at night in my nightmares. He's my grandfather who had dementia and laughed at an empty room watching a blank TV screen. I cry at the justice in allowing him and everyone supporting his dead eyes and lazy mouth to govern me and the rest of the people who didn't elect him. I despair at the happiness in this world, this country. The puppet that he is provides no laughter. I think with the exception of Brussels sprouts and peas, he is the everything I hate list. The horrible horror that's him permeates my being. I want to throw him up. I wrote his nothing to get anything out, but his nothing is anything, his anything everything, and his everything is killing everything. I breathe less every day because of his waste. I cry at his war. I scream at his selfishness. I growl at his greed. I wish I believed in God because then I would know he is going to hell. I want him to serve lifetimes without food to eat, shoes to wear, or medicine to take. I want him to run but not escape from guns and bombs, rapists and child molesters. I want him to feel mentally and physically disabled and not be able to make ends meet and not be able to rely on anyone. I want him to suffer. I want him to suffer. And I have to say, too, that that's kind of metaphorically speaking. I don't really think I hate somebody that much.
All right, this is a cool surprise. This guy walked in today, and I was like, I know this guy from somewhere. And it turns out that he is one of the regulars from the old Bean Street's open mic, and I'm really pleased to see him here. So let's give a warm welcome to Mr. Billy Green.
This is called The City of Asheville. As I ponder and wander and walk alone in these streets, I see these people pass in a city so unique that we're never truly asleep, as long as I keep the sound of 1,000 feet that are lost in the city like wandering sheep, looking for their purpose they'll not ever know. There's just people in this life that are waiting for their show, where to break loose from the city of wonder and chaos and strive from the ambitions of everyone's loss and take this heaven in your hands at no one else's cost. And quit looking for the meaning, because everyone is dreaming and not truly seeing the meaning of only believing in what we can't see in. See, we believe in this system of our modern society. It only strikes the fire to the rise that lies. I mean, I need to stop hiding and start abiding by these instincts in myself. See, we have the homeless, we have the corporate, we have the gangsters and the hippies, the religious and the atheists, all these groups to define who we are, but you see, we lock ourselves in these bars, and we create all our own scars, and I learned this from the light of the stars. See, I may not be the God, and neither are you, but I can tell you something that I know is true, that we're all the same in the city of pain that needs God's reign, so I quit playing this game of this modern-day plane, and learn to stand alone for a moment. And not let this wrong energy mold who we are, because I found the heaven in me without the wrong energy telling me what to believe. See, I want the world to change, but I am no angel. I don't want people to love, but we need to untangle and quit looking at each other with the two eyes in which we see and start looking up the spirit which makes up me. See, I know I just a whole city in which I see, but only see what people are too afraid to believe. That if we take off all the clothes and all the labels, we're just children of God living in our own fables, and maybe one day I might be able to convince someone to cut off their cables and learn from these modern-day fables. See, I'm not perfect and I have my own faults, but this God is forgiving is what I was taught, even when my feelings are tied in a knot, and when I'm in this world because I've been caught in the realms of this life who make me who I am. And sometimes I wish I could understand God's plan. And I'm at the point I just want to speak and stand and try to help another lost soul try to become their own man. But I'm scared of how I might be judged. Where's God in that? That I fear my own words. It may sound absurd, but I'm not ready for this. For I'm just a student who needs to be prudent. But this world keeps dying, and I am concerned that one day I'm afraid my words will be unheard if I don't start making the changes now.
Yeah, let's give Andrew a warm welcome.
This song is called Misuser.
Here and stay with me. I know it's untimely. I
apologize. Apologize, we can forget about everything and wonder about deeper things and what's on the TV. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Asheville is a really nice area. I mean, you get to meet a lot of new artists, a lot of new musicians. I love the area. I mean, I get to meet a lot of new people. Sometimes you see people that you thought you knew or who swear to God they know you. I mean, they come walking up to you and you're like, hey, man, how you doing? I'm like, hey, yeah, how are you? And they're like, yeah, it's me, Jeff. Remember high school? How's the art thing? How's the theater game going? I'm like, It's going good, and deep down inside in your head, and you're like, damn, I don't know who the hell this guy is, and you're like, so how are you? Yeah, you're still breathing. Yeah, doing good. Yeah. I mean, and some people in that situation, they get nervous. You know, some people, you know, they trap around, they keep holding their hands like what I'm doing right now. So I'll put them out, and then they start twirling their hair. Not me. In that kind of situation, when you start getting nervous up on stage after somebody just announces that 25,000 people are going to be listening to you, I suddenly get this blood flow, a rush, and I just got to piss. You know, that's why I piss before the show, like 4 times. You know, I go in there, you know, I do my little swinger maneuver and take care of business. And yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about. The guys out here with the swinger maneuver, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You're swinging around couple times, banging on the walls, make sure there's no drip stain at all, whatsoever, okay? Yeah, I mean, seriously, you're walking out of the bar with a bunch of drunk guys, and they're like, damn, man, you don't have any drips at all. I'm like, I know, man, I don't want to give away my technique. Sometimes I just want to say, you know, it's this new pill that I'm patenting. Yeah, it's called the no drip pill. No, thank you guys very much. I also perform with the Oxymoron Group. It's an improv group downtown. We perform on the Pizza and Brewery to Cox's Avenue. So thank you guys very much.
Let's give it up one more time for Chris Stevens. So you know what I got for my birthday? A date.
Yeah!
Tomorrow. I haven't been on one of those in a wicked long time, but I'm going...
A month later and say it's your birthday again.
It's a good one. But we're going to see you guys on our date. Sweet. First date, going to see the Oxymorons, yes, tomorrow
So y'all come on out and watch me be wicked nervous and make an ass out of myself. If you guys are funnier than me, dude, you guys are going to be on. Yeah, right? Speaking of the podcast, I'm going to give a shout-out to my peeps in Farkmenistan. I love Farkmenistan. We actually have, well, I don't know if we have any more, but at least four people out there are subscribers to our podcast. Bosnia Herzegovina is in the house. Ecuador, Egypt, Philippines, Turkey, Sweden, Portugal, Poland, India, Mexico, Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, Spain, France, Japan, China, Switzerland, Bulgaria, Australia, Netherlands, United Kingdom, Canada, Germany, and the U.S. Yes! So hello to the world from Asheville. It's so cool. This little podcast is really kind of taken off, and that's really exciting for us. All right, this is a cool surprise. This guy walked in today, and I was like, I know this guy from somewhere. And it turns out that he is one of the regulars from the old Bean Streets open mic, and I'm really pleased to see him here. So let's give a warm welcome to Mr. Billy Green.
This is called The City of Asheville. As I ponder and wander and walk alone in these streets, I see these people pass in a city so unique that we're never truly asleep, as long as they keep the sound of a thousand feet that are lost in the city like wandering sheep, looking for their purpose they'll not ever know. There's just people in this life that are waiting for their show, where to break loose from this city of wonder and chaos and strive from the ambitions of everyone's loss and take this heaven in your hands at no one else's cost. And quit looking for the meaning, because everyone is dreaming and not truly seeing the meaning of only believing in what we can't see in. See, we believe in the system of our modern society. It only strikes the fire to the rise that lies. I mean, I need to stop hiding and start abiding by these instincts in myself. See, we have the homeless, we have the corporate, we have the gangsters and the hippies, the religious and the atheists. All these groups to define who we are, but you see, we lock ourselves in these bars and we create all our own scars, and I learned this from the light of the stars. See, I may not be the God, and neither are you, but I can tell you something that I know is true. That we're all the same in the city of pain that needs God's reign, so I quit playing this game of this modern-day plane and learn to stand alone for a moment. And not let this wrong energy mold who we are, because I found the heaven in me without the wrong energy telling me what to believe. See, I want the world to change, but I am no angel. I don't want people to love, but we need to untangle and quit looking at each other with the two eyes in which we see and start looking up the spirit which makes up me. See, I know I just judged a whole city in which I see, but only see what people are too afraid to believe. That if we take off all the clothes and all the labels, we're just children of God living in our own fables, and maybe one day I might be able to convince someone to cut off their cables and learn from these modern-day fables. See, I'm not perfect and I have my own faults, but this God is forgiving is what I was taught, even when my feelings are tied in a knot, and when I'm in this world because I've been caught in the realms of this life who make me who I am. And sometimes I wish I could understand God's plan. And I'm at the point I just want to speak and stand and try to help another lost soul try to become their own man. But I'm scared of how I might be judged. Where's God in that? That I fear my own words. It may sound absurd, but I'm not ready for this. For I'm just a student who needs to be prudent. But this world keeps dying, and I am concerned that one day I'm afraid my words will be unheard if I don't start making the changes now.
Let's welcome Benjamin Dudley to the microphone.
Chris, I'm glad you're about the same height as me. I just got two quick ones right now. This first one's called Voice. Do not take this for granted. Respeak the spoken in its new token. Or as John Dewey would say, wake up this dead art by bringing us back into the moment that it was created, or into the one that is currently accentuated. Artist's experience is to simply be. Only through voice are you, you, and me. The second one's called Bar Napkin. As personal as parchment, as respected as Rousseau, million-dollar ideas have graced its flow. Lone participants give way to inspiration in this embryonically inspired nation. The sensation of creation, the lure of birth, to start again here in this moment and reclaim my life as if I own it, not those who came before it.
I just heard the funniest thing I've heard in so long.
Holy shit. Okay, so... this is fucking hilarious.
So, Farkmenistan showed up. Carlos can print out this sheet, and it tells you what countries are subscribing and how many people from each country. And Farkmenistan showed up, like... a month and a half ago, and I was like, where the hell is Farkmenistan? And everybody was like, oh, it's obviously a former Soviet Union country, silly. And we were like, okay, I have no idea. And I was like, man, they have a weird flag. It's just like yellow with a blue stripe across it. And then there was like four or five people like the following week, and so they became like my favorite country. And every week I get up like, word to Farkmenistan, you know? So Carlos just came and told me what the deal is with Farkmenistan. It's not a country. Whenever somebody subscribes to the podcast from a country and it doesn't register, they can't figure out where they're subscribing from, they put them under Farkmenistan. And their flag, which I've been commenting on for like a month and a half, is a nautical flag. And it basically means like, piss off. I'm like taking a crap or I'm busy, don't bother me. I'm telling you, man, that's our country. That's where we're all like, fuck the United States. We're all moving to Farkmenistan. We're going to incorporate it and make it a real nation. And the flag says, piss off! We're taking a crap! We're busy! Oh, I love it. Yeah. Yeah, the next singer-songwriter night, that's the assignment. We're going to have Jamie up here and then Injun Joe's on deck. So let's welcome Jamie Hester to the microphone.
This first piece is actually at, and this is my rendition of that chord melody. Ooh. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody has their bad day.
All right. Is Injun Joe back in the house yet?
Hmm? We'll come back.
Oh, sweet. Andrew David. Are you still here, Andrew? There he is. We'll give Andrew a warm welcome to the microphone. Take a minute to get him set up, and Mike Sweet will be on deck.
This first one's called The Power of Pride. And tonight, the sky is silent, and the clouds will only speak in muted phrases. At the senseless killing done at the bidding for weak men and powerful places. Piling bodies to the ceiling so they never have to count faces. And no one asks and no one tells about poison put in the well. And every sorrow that is seen falls from memory. And unless they live like you and me, well, the dead don't come alive. No, the dead don't come alive. That is the power of pride. Yeah, that is the power of pride. Conquest and claims are made in our name for a change that always will be the same. A golden rule under guns with fools fighting over fortune and fame. And with bloody hands raised, we will turn and say, who am I to blame? And no one will ever ask, and no one will ever tell about the pricelessness put up for sale. And every sorrow that is seen will fall from memory. Unless they live like you and me, darling, the dead don't come alive. No, the dead don't come alive. And that is the power of pride. Yeah, there is the power of pride. My Lifehouse crew, yo, raise your hand, Lifehouse. All right, respect. Lifehouse is a non-denominational Christian church out of a house in Hendersonville. If anybody's interested, it's just a place to worship on Sunday nights, the Most High Jesus Christ, and it's really a great time. So if you're interested, you can raise your hands again, guys. Yeah, you can talk to those guys or me, you know. My beloved, he protects me, arms me with a sword and shield. When I admit defeat, puts his loving arms around me. My beloved king. My beloved, sweet member, rescued me from a ship of treason. There's no other reason. My beloved King. My beloved protects me, arms me with a sword and shield. When I admit defeat, puts his loving arms around me. My beloved King. If you have ears to hear, let you hear. If you have eyes to see, let you see. His light pouring down, his light falling down. My beloved, voice like thunder, crash me in this heart when said, I surrender. His unpouring inclusion, there's no other reason. My beloved King. Thanks.
Is Ash in the room? There she is. We're going to get Ash up here.
His guitar. Try that again. Nice hair. God, I wish I had hair like that. Nice hair. Yummy. Which one do you like better? Nice hair. Loser. The loser, I'm actually thinking and not saying out loud, by the way. Okay, I guess I'm just going to play one short one because I'm not going to be that person that, like, keeps playing forever and ever and is unaware of how, like, a half an hour has gone by. Although half an hour may have already gone by, I'm not sure. But anyway, happy birthday, everybody. Is all the other birthday people still here? I thought that was amazing. There was like four people who came here for their birthday. I thought that was so cool. Well, I guess I'm gonna play the song most often. Jared's not here. I don't know where he went. I was gonna say I'm gonna play the song most often requested by Jared. Thank you. wants to at least check out the t-shirts because they're really fun to look at. Each one's a little different.
One more time, folks. Let's give Tyler a warm welcome to the microphone. Let's give Josh a warm welcome to the microphone.
I forgot that I am happy sitting here drinking my white tea. I cannot remember where heaven is at because I'm sitting in it. I misplaced my mind in a pool of semen, swimming sperm, and clear coconut milky drops upon the cold tiled floored fantasy. Right after my sleep rising this morning. I figured upon guilt by now, and no longer can I feel solitary freedom. I've nowhere to run and nothing to take of this fluid weighing heavily upon my mind. Won't you be still for a while I trace you? I won't judge a dumb man. I won't be harsh in my wanting. So deeply inside of you and having nothing to leave in exchange. No idle milking of the hours away within all of time. No verbal excuse to feel down and fallen angels between knees and disguising deliciousness. Holding the light up to a pure and healthy pleasure. Finding the water scarce and the pollutants floating in the back of my mind for all to behold. My ignobility, my cowardice, and my loss. Yet somehow I always win. This would be no concern if one of you women would arrive to give me the love that is free. The love that I do not deserve because I cannot be anything less than humiliating, naked in front of everything and everyone. This is to be in love, at the right place, through the right time, pardoned from original sin, and again at one without fear, as a soul with eyes open, not merely this body having peepers dug from left to right, after every fine piece of ass stroll down and up this one street in all of the world, I am weeping at the cutting of my teeth on the gift beyond all price, the prize beyond all competition, the lesson that cannot be learned, yet once glimpsed is never forgotten. I can be nothing less right now than a madman staring out at the rain, waiting with the rest of us for nothing less than salvation. If you think that you could love me, just say that you can. I would press off of you each day, remembering that I am happy sitting here drinking my white green tea, knowing just where heaven is because of sitting right here in it. Start with this moment, frozen to your seat, calm as sheet metal, the place of eternal symbionts between the shores, the sandbar peeking through the rings of waves, seagrass and seashells brought thousands of miles afar, before a swimming became floating, become sinking to drift away down low below, thermals of shallow heat streams, jetson the lead and freely fall from the tree through the breeze, carrying through with the finish of a lilting swing naturally concluded post-arch and pre-nestled in sandy imprints left of feet and fingers slightly dug in like pebbles immersed in the waning tide, swirling with a cosmos of white surf into a setting sun deep and peaceful, calling every piping bird to sleep, where we know not yet where they nest, tied afloat above the bony, honey graveyard dream world of their forefathers. I enter into this world with nothing more to us than the soft smells and engaging screaming matches of fate and free time, come about somersault and content with the banding grass, the most simplistic predictions of the most complex patterns, the sum dots that make up the sky, the swirl and talking parts, what assail us, most hidden moments and biology deep within every machine. Light as gingerbread spice and pronounced as a stranger's company in a crowded room, lost in the grass of Babylon, begging to be let in, a closer circumference to the warm glow set off by the burning coals. A light in a house warming every home. Changing direction with every stiff wind, the pelicans all know their right way south, just as every intelligent man knows he's one way home. Yet fools, the lions of heart and the mice underfoot, all restart continuously within this one moment. Calm as sheet metal, welded into their seats.
This song's called Dreams of the War.
Infants in the infantry were born into the killing fields. I try hard to trust the stork that delivered me to the New World War. Quagmire in my cradle bed, I'm trembling, shivering, soaked in sweat. When all my dreams are manifest, I pray to your God we can get some rest. Hey, you know that I'm trying to find what I can do right. Hey, you know that I'm trying to give you what you want. Hey, you know that I'm trying to be one with the light, to be one with the light, to be one with the light. This hunger fills my foolish head. A fever burns my mother's breast. My father's so drunk on dreams of war, like his father and grandfather before. But I'm dreaming of a dragon wind to sweep my soul away from here. I fly out to the farthest moon. I got gadgets in my new space suit. Hey, you know that I'm trying to find what I can do right. Hey, you know that I'm trying to be the one you want. Hey, you know that I'm trying to be one with the light. To be one with the light. To be one with the light. I woke to another dream where I ate fruit right from the tree. With you, my lover, next to me, the grass grew high, the love was free. And then we felt that invisible hand come across the water over the land. I feared its fingers, I crowned it king, I put my feet to that gold ring. Hey, you know that I'm trying to find what I can do right. Hey, you know that I'm trying to be the one you want. Hey, you know that I'm trying to be one with the light. To be one with the light. To be one with the light. Oh. Up again to find how our love went wrecked and wrong. But I remember years before when you and I hid from the war. Like sparrows warm inside their nests, I laid my head upon your breast. Hey, you know that I'm trying to find what I can do right. Hey, you know that I'm trying to give you what you want. Hey, you know that I'm trying to be one with the light. To be one with the light. Be one with the light.
Ooh, hot tub.
It's too hot in the hot tub. Ow, burn my toe.
All right. All right, thank you very much. Coming out. Thanks everybody for sticking around till the end, and thanks for being awesome folks and my best friends in the world. And I'll see you next Thursday. My
standards of living now seem so high that it's hard to see past the buildings that crowd our sky. And I know maybe there's something here that I can change. I'm gonna start standing around, watch, yell and scream and sing. I'd like to crawl into the earth, make my home under the leaves, 'cause my passions lie deep in those walls, the ones that all the highway construction is taking away from me. Oh, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, no. And I can accept we are human, and our hearts can vary between sidewalk and grass, and I can respect the concrete and the buildings, but I want some of my true home back. I want some of my you spend.